With Democrats winning a House majority, they've now gained power to shape the nation's political agenda for the next 2 years. AP correspondent Steve Peeples says it could mean paralyzing the president's agenda when they take control.
Trump wants to do things on taxes, perhaps on health care, certainly immigration. He wants to build his wall. The president was having trouble building the wall, even with Republicans in control of Congress. Certainly that gets much, much harder now with Democrats.
And they can now investigate the Trump administration.
Most importantly, it gives Democrats subpoena power now in Congress, where they can, you know, use legal means to force the release of things like Donald Trump's tax returns, things that Democrats have been trying to get their hands on for a long, long time.
However, it wasn't all good news for the Democratic Party, having suffered a painful loss in the race for governor of Florida.
Andrew Gillum was a top Democratic recruit. There was lines around buildings to see him. Very exciting candidate, and he was defeated pretty soundly.
Democrats picked up at least two dozen House seats Tuesday, capturing the 218 needed to break the Republicans' 8-year hold on the House that began with the Tea Party revolt of 2010.